Hi, this is Jim Lanning at South Main Church of Christ, here with Ernie Starling and Tom Shepherd. We three work as elders here, and we were thinking about the inauguration and some of the things we might consider about our country and the Bible. So I would like to read, starting out with 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 here. There it reads, and this is the New King James Version, "Therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus." In that, we realize that we're going to have a change of power here with the new leader that's been voted in by our democratic society. And some of us are happy with that, and some of us aren't. But as we look at it with the Bible, this is within God's providence. And this is a time we all start to backing things in our country and asking for them to be done with God's guidance. And that, I believe, as a follower of Christ, a Christian, is our responsibility, that we do it right. Tom, do you have anything that you would want to say on the scripture or anything?
Along with what Jim just said, we might not like the new leaders going in. There's some things we go by what they do and some we don't like. But the real thing is pray for them. The Bible teaches us to pray for our leaders. God is in control, and He will take care of the things they can't. And we know that we need honest leaders, God-fearing leaders. And my prayer is that we'll get back, people gets these offs, will be honest and God-fearing. And that's what we need to run our country with God's help. Ernie?
God has put different leaders in different times. Some were not very good people. Some were very harsh. But sometimes God put them in power because of sinners in our country or in the world who needed to be dealt with harshly. And God knows what we need better than we do. Like Tom mentioned, you know, some of us may be happy with the choice our popular vote voted in for president. Some are not. But 4 years, and this will all change again, and we'll have to go through months and months and months of political advertisements on TV and radio. Other than that, we'll all survive it. Mom used to say, don't cry until you're hurt. So best things are just wait and see. Everything's going to work out for the best. Live a godly life.
This is Jared. I've got one question for you guys because I think we're missing an overarching theme. The three of you are leaders at South Main Church of Christ. Each of you individually, what's your thought on a quality of a good leader?
I would think, when I think of a good leader, it's someone that's able to pick the right people for the right job at the right time. And I think that's very important. Also, a leader that looks to God for wisdom is something I would like for this country. I think it needs a large change around in the thinking and just in some of the things that there's some common sense put into the things we decide to do and what is best for a country. As Christians, it's mentioned here, living peaceably together. That would be a prayer that we would have, that we can live peaceably, first of all, with one another in this country, but especially with the world, that we can treat each other in such a way that there doesn't have to be so many of these conflicts going on and so much suffering. And we think right now that the two conflicts that are going on with Israel and then over in Ukraine, and the amount of suffering that people have to do over these things. And we've been studying in James, and James says that most of this is because of the desires and lusts of people. And we can control that if we're willing to do it and help stop some of the suffering.
I think going off what Jim said, also I believe that we need leaders that's got godly morals, principles, looks to God for guidance and what's right. And we know we want the economy and all that to get better, and it should, that we need it better. But God will take care of economies, and the Bible teaches us that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
So
yep.
We need people who will fear God and get back to His Word. Can't leave His Word out of this world and expect us to have a good world and good life. Ernie?
One of my best supervisors I ever had, he would never ask me or any of my other coworkers to do something that he would not do first himself. If he thought it was too hard of a job, even or too dangerous of a job, he is the one that did it, not any of us. I had great respect for him because of that. I think our president, all of our leaders, from the dog catcher to the president, they need to be able to do those type of things and take it upon themselves to do and live what they want us to live. That's just common sense.
I think it's good. Anything else, Ernie? I'm sorry. No. I think it's good to also remember. I read this one time about a good leader. A good leader, when they're done leading and their time is over, the group that they're with, whatever they're leading, says, "We did it," instead of "I did it." And we want to be united as much as we can as a nation. That's so important, that we're united in these things that we find that are good and right and would be good and right in God's sight. So that's something to keep in mind as well.
A lot of football coaches, I've heard over the years, some will say, "Well, those boys didn't do what we want them to do out there on that field." Well, other coaches have said, "We didn't get the job done. We as coaches, we failed our players." And that, I feel, is a better statement to be made when things go wrong, because it's not always the players that make the mistakes.
I just might add that I think Solomon said it all when he said in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, "Fear God and keep His commandments. This is our whole duty of man. Get back to God."
Amen to that.
I think it's time for a prayer for a nation. Either of you want to do that, or I will.
Go ahead, Jim.
Our God and Heavenly Father, we come thanking Thee today for sparing our lives and for the wonderful country we have. There's much that's been done by this nation. We might be a nation that would help lead the world in righteousness, in following the concepts that God has created for us and the way to live. We pray now for this new administration, that it might do well and it might be able to bring peace into the world and prosperity, not only to the people of the United States, but to the whole world, that we might live together in a peaceful relations. We pray, Father, that You'd help this nation to turn towards God, and that we might have a greater love for one another and respect for one another, that the country might be a democracy that cares about people in this nation and in other nations as well. We're so thankful for the blessings that we have in this country. so thankful to God for the love that he has for us and the love our Savior had for us, Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.